is Wade Rathke with the Voice of the People Daily News Bulletin. United States Security Council, all 15 members, including most importantly China, endorsed a set of sanctions against North Korea negotiated between the U.S. and China in an effort to halt what U.N. Ambassador Haley described as its nuclear irresponsibility. In interviews conducted by the New York Times with more than 75 Republicans at every level of the party, elected officials, donors, and strategists expressed widespread uncertainty about whether Trump would be on the ballot in 2020 and little doubt that others in the party are engaged in barely veiled contingency planning. Among many potential contenders include Vice President Pence, Ohio's John Kasich, and Arkansas and Nebraska Senators Cotton and Sasse. Public universities in California and Washington, forbidden by state law from considering race in individual admissions decisions, have attempted to use socioeconomic factors as a substitute, hoping to draw from the overlap of minority and low-income students. Others, like the University of Texas, accept a set percentage of the top students at every state high school. Neither method has fully succeeded in composing student bodies that match the racial makeup of their states. PayPal uses an accounting trick to make its earnings look better to investors by not including its stock-based compensation as an expense as required by general accounting standards. Regional director of the National Labor Relations Board, prompted by a series of charges filed by the UAW, issued a complaint in late July accusing Nissan of illegally threatening to close the plant if workers chose to organize and unionize, and threatening to fire workers involved in the organizing effort. Students who want more control over the institutions they attend, including a say in hiring, even of visiting professors, housing, a theme house at the University of California, Santa Cruz, must be painted in Pan-African colors, and curriculum, among nearly 50 demands presented to the University of Chicago, the creation of courses on the Islamic Golden Age, sequences on Caribbean and Southeast Asian civilizations, and a required diversity inclusion course. The Black and White Dissimilarity Index, in which 0 is perfect integration and 100 is absolute segregation, has shrunk from a high of 79 in 1970 to 59 in 2010, according to analysis of census data. Between 2000 and 2010, to 2014, black-white segregation declined in 45 of 52 metropolitan areas. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action on issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.